I think that that was the original point. I think it was trying to get passengers interested in flying a particular airline and keeping some of their business focused on one carrier or the other. But I think as these programs have developed, the airlines have viewed them much more as money makers, as revenue sources, rather than as loyalty drivers. And I think they're actually losing a little bit of touch with the loyalty aspect of the frequent flyer programs that they started.
And in many of the blogs I've seen, or the blog postings I've seen, the columns I've seen, it seems to be that folks aren't that careful, I guess, in what they'll do to get those miles. Is that right? Are they as valuable to us? Are they as we think they are?
Well, let me just back for a second. What do you really mean? What do you mean by careful? Like, they're not as careful as they should be. How do you mean that?
I mean, we'll sign up for a bank card that has $50, membership fees because it pays airline miles. I think the first thing we'll do is cash in airline miles, regardless of what the fare might be. That we'll chase miles.
Right.
And consumerism be damned. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I hear you.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do make those mistakes. I think that on blogs like my own, I think a lot of folks out there are trying to help educate consumers that even though frequent flyer miles are not really a currency like U.S. dollars or Mexican pesos, we need to start treating them like they are. You wouldn't just walk into a Target or a Walmart and pay any price that they were asking for some object on the shelf. You would, hopefully you would shop around and compare prices to see that you're getting a good deal. I think consumers need to try wherever possible to get as much value out of their miles as they can. But the problem is that airlines don't always make it easy for you to do that because they put capacity restrictions on frequent flyer tickets. They put blackout dates on the tickets as well. So there are some hurdles for consumers to jump if they want to cash in their miles. It's not as easy as it was a few years ago to actually get the best value per mile.
The other aspect of it is it's hard to know what the value of a mile is. I mean, if it's currency, which I guess it is, really, we know what a penny is worth in the big scheme of things. We know what a dime is worth. We know what a quarter is worth, and so we can make our decisions appropriately. We don't really know what a mile's worth, right?
Yeah, true enough. I mean, a mile is worth what you can get for it. And again, that's where it comes down to trying to get the best value for those miles. I try myself to get, my target is always 1.7 cents per mile or better. Generally, I calculate that by looking at the equivalent cash value of a plane ticket. So I would never want to cash in miles for a flight, say, between New York and Chicago, because those are regularly heavily trafficked routes with a bit of competition, so the prices are comparably low. It's much better to use your miles to fly somewhere more obscure where there isn't as much competition on a given route, say, Washington, D.C. to Kalispell, Montana, or something like that. Or to use your miles for something like business class or first class travel internationally, where the tickets are really, really expensive if you're going to be paying cash for them. There you're looking at 6, 7, 8, even 10 cents per mile in terms of value.
The interesting things in listening to the Investors Conference call today and also the Delta Northwest News Conference a couple hours ago or an hour or so ago was to hear what sounds like nothing's changing. No frontline employees are going to be laid off, no cuts or flights are eliminated, no hubs are going to be closing. We're going to merge these two programs, SkyMiles and World Perks, seamlessly. And I'm wondering how realistic that is, at least in terms of the frequent flyer programs. Should people expect that there'll be no change, that it'll be seamless, or do you anticipate some sort of change somewhere along the line?
Somewhere along the line, there will be changes. The thing is, the changes are probably going to happen whether or not there's a merger that's affected or not. Miles are becoming less and less valuable because airlines are doing their darndest to make them less valuable. They're putting more restrictions on the redemption of miles. They're adding fees to redeem them. And some of this is happening regardless of whether or not airlines are merging. In the short term, there's probably not going to be an immediate change to the frequent flyer program as customers see it, insofar as their balances won't go down. But the rules and the redemption tables, the number of miles required to actually cash in a ticket, those are likely to change in the medium to long term.
What do you think they'll go to?
Well, I would say there's probably at least a 20% increase in the number of miles required for a standard coach ticket. I think that would probably be across the board.
Yeah.
The other thing is Delta is introducing a multi-tiered system of availability for its awards. They recently announced, well, let me back up for a second. Most airlines offer two different types of frequent flyer awards. One is what's called capacity controlled, much like a sale fare. Not every seat on a plane is available at the lowest price. In that case, you have a limited number of seats that are available at the frequent flyer rate, which domestically is usually around 25,000 miles. There's another tier, which most airlines have, which is the unlimited, or unrestricted, rather, award, in which you pay double the miles, roughly. But as long as there's an empty seat on the plane, you get a ticket. What Delta is now doing, what Delta started doing a few months ago, is limiting the number of seats that are actually available at this higher ticket price. So in other words, it's no longer if there's a seat on the plane, you get a ticket. I'm not phrasing this very well.
You're doing fine. Yeah,
but they are putting capacity controls on this more expensive tier of frequent flyer tickets as well. So they may be adding a third tier, which is the old unlimited redemption level. I think, what do they call it? They have, I think, Sky Choice and Sky Saver. So the Sky Saver tickets are capacity controlled, and the Sky Choice were formerly unrestricted.
And so the net effect would be that it gets even harder to use your miles?
Or if you have to use your miles, or if you absolutely want to use your miles on a specific route, it may be getting more and more costly to do so. It may cost you more miles than before.
Do you suppose they'll get to the point where you can use your miles to pay all of these dumb little fees? Like, they're now charging, well, at least up here, they're charging $25 for a second checked bag or that sort of thing. Is there any signal out there that they might go to that? You can use your miles to pay your fuel surcharge or your extra bag or
I doubt it. I really doubt it.
Yeah.
If anything, it's going the other way, that they're adding fees like those $25 surcharges to your frequent flyer tickets. So picking on Delta a little bit more, they recently instituted a policy where there's a fee if you cash in your miles for a ticket that includes a partner airline. So let's say, since Delta is a member of the SkyTeam Alliance, and they have some other partnerships with other airlines as well, if you build an itinerary which includes even just one flight segment on one of these partner airlines, you're going to get slapped with an additional fee.
Someone asked in the investor conference call today about the affinity cards, which of course tied with the miles. And I don't know how much you know about this, but I'm going to gamble here. And the answer was, this works out great because our agreements with both, in the Delta's case, with American Express for the SkyMiles card, I think that's what it's called, and with U.S. Bank and Northwest's case for the World Perks card, they're both expiring soon, and so we'll be able to, I can't remember the jargon, monetize it or whatever. Is this a big hunk of cash for airlines, not just the frequent flyer miles, but these affinity cards that are the gateway to a lot of people to accumulate miles without actually flying.
Yeah, the bulk of the cash for the airlines is actually in the sale of miles to the credit card companies. So when the credit card issues 1 mile per dollar, or depends on, it may be different based on what you've signed up for. If the credit card company offers 1 mile per dollar spent to a cardholder, they have to purchase those miles from the airline. And that's a pretty significant revenue stream. If you look at the financial statements of different airlines, you'll see that they actually include an item in there for the sale of frequent flyer miles to affinity partners such as credit cards. And it's a huge, huge revenue stream. So I think there's definitely an interest on the part of every single airline to have an affinity card like that and to have as many possible outlets where they can sell miles to someone else who then passes it along as a perk